531. Every Tuesday on Pacific Days, we speak with Pasifika business owners and entrepreneurs for our Pasifika Business Talanoa, sharing their incredible journeys. Today, we are joined by co-director and shareholder of Pasifika Employment Partnerships, Unasa Darren Jones. Darren operates Pasifika Employment Partnerships, or PEP, with a mission of creating employment for Pasifika people in the New Zealand region. PEP is a response to the issues of prosperity, financial hardships, and the housing requirements Pasifika people still face. And so, Unasa, along with co-director Irene Ranginewa Kereama Royal, have committed this organisation to striving for excellence with high levels of competence to better serve the Pasifika communities. We welcome Samoan businessman and Auckland resident, Unasa Darren Jones. Unasa, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you to all the listeners today.
Unasa, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a New Zealand-born Samoan. Raised in Samoa as a young boy, came back to New Zealand for schooling, you know, about 7 or 8. And since then, I've done the normal Auckland Kiwi thing, you know, riding a BMX around when I was a young kid, and really enjoyed the lifestyle that my parents had when we were growing up. In the last probably 10 years of having my own family, I've seen my families, you know, in the work that I've done at my church, at Life Church in Manurewa, we've seen our families really struggle. You know, as things have gotten worse over the years. So, and then last year with COVID, it just looked like we were just been hit by, you know, just by a big hammer, and it just hammered us. You know, prime instance, this Pasifika Employment Partnerships was born out of a COVID response. You know, we thought, how can we pivot what's happening in our communities to actually benefit them, you know, actually move some, and we started doing some research, some really deep research about what it is happening with our communities. We saw the housing levels of, you know, 28% home ownership was extremely high when we were younger. Every one of my aunties and uncles and my mum, all of them owned their own home. That's just dived down to the levels. And then just the fact the research pointed out that 28% of Pasifika own their own homes, but they're in areas where they're worth half the price of that housing in our community. So technically it's around about 14% of value in that housing market. And then when COVID hit, a lot of our young people that were working on those labor hire, you know, those short-term contracts, they couldn't get the wage subsidy. So we were having to engage and go and get them signed up for the unemployment benefit. So we were, you know, and we're thinking, wow, this is just a shock to our system. And then we had people that were losing jobs left, right, and center. So then we got together with a few people and brainstormed, and we said, how can we change this? And this is what happened. This is the Pacific Employment Partnerships is done. We've done the research in behind it. How can we make this work? And, you know, we've had a lot of time talking to different, probably talk from growers, etric growers down in the South Island, to iwi in the South Island, to iwi in Tauranga Moana, from fisheries companies to forestry companies to agricultural companies, including Fonterra. And they're all screaming out for workers in the regions. But we just had this point where how can we package it a bit better for our people to be able to take, you know, prosperity. There's a lot of prosperity in the regions, but we're not engaging in that. We're stuck in this this place of Auckland, which is great, wonderful city, big Polynesian city, but the prosperity isn't coming for our people that should be. You know, others and other ethnicities inside Auckland are starting to prosper way beyond us. So we thought this is an opportunity for us to build those relationships moving forward and move people to the regions to get some employment. You know, so that's how it came about, and that's where we're sort of at that place where we're now at a point where we are wanting to you know, move that forward in a large framed work. You know, we've done the work when it comes to trying to get our families to move as a unit, because, you know, there's no point sending mum and dad and a couple of kids or the family down into Tokoroa if they haven't got a support mechanism of other family members coming with them. And the jobs are there. I mean, I talked to one provider down in central Otago, and they're wanting to build a packaging factory for their milk plant, their milk production, and they're asking for 400 workers. you know, which is a lot of prosperity and a lot of money that's available there. But is there an opportunity for our people to go down there? Yes, very much so. And the key for us, the real deal breaker in what we're doing and what we really want to happen is that we want home ownership. We want that home ownership to rise. And if you can think about it, in our South Auckland communities, house prices are about over $1 million, even in Manurewa, Otara, Mangere plus. But in a central Otago, they're about 600-700. So we're saying that we can actually get home ownership where we don't have to do $500,000 worth more of saving and worth more of having to earn the income to produce it. So what we're saying is if we can move people to the regions in a safe, culturally safe way, and making sure that everything's taken care of and wraparound services around them, they could own their own home within 5 years. That dream where my mum and my aunties all came from Samoa when we were young, they came to New Zealand and worked in a factory and were able to buy their own homes. And that's what we're wanting to happen again.
Mm.
So we get some prosperity into our community. So,
okay. So yeah. Unasa, when people, you know, approach you, you and Irene and the team, how does it work? What are, you know, how does the service work? How does PEP work?
Okay, so what we do is, first of all, we have our registration process. We have people that come to us and say, okay, cool, we're wanting to look at opportunity in the regions. And there's different regions and different opportunities. There's working out of Tauranga, there's working in Gisborne, the top of the South Island, and even up north now we're starting to develop plans for people to move up north. So they come in, we run them through a registration program, we see what skills they have, and we try and maximize the region and what sort of wage they're going to get. Job security is a huge thing, because if you want to own a home, you've got to have a secure job. And then we put them through that process. At the other end of it, they go for 2 months. The worker and the family will go for 2 months and they'll be able to earn money. And then they'll be able to decide when they come back as a family, have that discussion. Because we're not going to throw people down there and just say to them, oh, you're gone here now. And they have that discussion and they go, yep, we look like, you know, we want to do that. And then as the family moves down, we make sure that we look after their schooling and make sure that they're registered with the different health providers. And we go through that whole process of and then introducing them to the Samoan or Tongan or Niuean community that's down there and make sure that's integrated. We also, what we've called it is our Pacific care model, not a pastoral care model, because most people, I mean, I'm a firm, my faith is firm, and I believe that my pastor looks after me. I don't need someone else to come along, which is a lot different to what Barlangis do, to be honest, is that I don't want to engage in that faith space. I want to look after you physically. You know, and I've had discussions with pastors in South Auckland, and they themselves are saying that it's time for our people to be prosperous and move to that place where it's going to be. So that's all we're facilitating. And then after a settlement of a year or 2 years, we go through the process of making sure that they, which is all to come, obviously, because COVID is new. So when in 2 years' time, we're going to be building relationships with Kaiang Ora, making sure that progressive home ownership is a model too that we want to make sure that we engage with and just make sure that our people buy homes and secure themselves. Yeah.
How many people do you currently have on your books at PEP, and what are the sort of main industries that you service currently, Unasa?
Okay, so we have a lot more jobs than we do people. We everyone that we've gotten through, we've pushed through already. Technically they don't be on our books. We're a service that actually makes ensures that they're well looked after by the employer. So the employer is directly responsible for employing them. So we do that wraparound, and the employers in the past have been paying for that wraparound service through other companies and so forth. And so we do that, and we have opportunities in central Otago, just below Christchurch. So in all those regions there, both in agriculture and growing, growers are looking for staff too. There's also opportunities in the top of the north on the South Island, where we're looking at aquaculture and also growing vineyards is work there. And then we've got the growers that are in Gisborne area, the bay, and then we have forestry all through the middle of the North Island, and we also have Tauranga Moana for fishing. So we have formed partnerships with the largest iwi-owned fishing company that there is. It's called ICP, which is a conglomerate that's put together, and they're really keen to get fishermen, you know, get our people fishing, you know, and something that we did in Samoa, and we come here and we just sort of lose it and go to a factory job. So we're trying to get us to use to jobs that are higher paying, that are more stable, and that actually means that we don't have to work longer hours. So that's what we're looking at, Brian. So we're always developing those partnerships moving forward. The number one thing that we found was when we first started out was that the Balangi growers and the Balangi manufacturers and the Balangi, it was very difficult to deal with them. They looked at us in a way of that we're just cheap labor coming in. And that really doesn't work, you know, RSE sort of thing. They couldn't get their RSE workers or whatever, and they just looked at us like that. So we said, no, that's not going to work. So both myself and Irene, we started sitting down with iwi, because iwi are a large player now in everything that's done through primary industry, from farms, you know, Ngāi Tahu have the largest farms in the South Island, and growers and forestry and all of those jobs, and they are really keen to forge that relationship with Pacifica. They want us to be that worker that they pay, rather than someone coming else from overseas from another country, because they look at us as being tuakana, as being part of them, Polynesian, and being part of the Māori story and weaving it in. And as long as we stay in that space where we are Tongan or Samoan or Niuean, they are happy to, you know, provide those jobs for us and move us through those. And, you know, and as you know, that Māori business now is worth about $68 billion. So they're, you know, they're a big chunk of the GDP production in New Zealand. And they are one of their main problems that we've talked to iwi about is that they don't have the jobs. They don't have the workers for the jobs that they have. So that's what we've been doing, Brian, over the last year so far. We had a pilot project that we ran last Christmas went really, really well. And we had growers coming in, going down to the growers in Gisborne and going down to the growers in the South Island. And those people came back and they decided that they didn't want to go. It was probably not something they wanted to do, but they actually went and actually had a look. And so hopefully this season too, we wanting to make sure that we have that opportunity for it. And I mean, one thing that I really wanted to open up this Christmas was getting our students down, our Pacifica students out in university and stuff that have been struggling money-wise, and sending them down there and getting doing some hard day's labor, doing some picking or whatever they need to do to make sure they put some money in their pocket for the break. Yeah.
Just briefly, Unasa, the business been in operation over a year, so it sounds like it's going, you know, gangbusters, which is good. So for yourselves, in terms of, you know, COVID-19 and the impacts, you haven't really seen that in terms of your you know, the work that you do?
I think most of the growers and the people that we deal with have plans in place, so they have their own COVID response plans, and which is really good. And then when things do go awry and a plant or whatever needs to shut down for whatever they need to do, they contact us, because we're involved in that ongoing care of our they're not our employees, but they're our family, really. So we want to make sure that we look after them, and the employers are very happy with what they're getting. They're getting really good workers, and they're paying decent. Most of them are over living wage, so they're getting more than they would do at a factory job or a warehousing job in Auckland. And then they're actually being looked after, and they're looking for long-term labor stability. That's what these growers are looking at now that they've been impacted by COVID. So actually COVID has actually worked for the plus of the project and what we're trying to achieve. So I mean, for us ourselves in Auckland, I'm seeing that we're more reliant now on a food parcel, our people, than ever before. And those that are working in the regions are earning really good money, and they're doing it, doing their mahi, you know. But I've never seen a Samoan that's afraid of work. You know, we're just born doing it. So, you know, and so that's what we're trying to instill. And in the end, Brian, this is a major shift moving from South Auckland. and moving from Auckland into the regions. All of my family that did that 20 years ago, some of them went down to Invercargill, Tukaroa. They're very wealthy now. They all own their own homes. Their children own their own homes. And yet we're struggling in Auckland, and it just doesn't match up to me. I mean, that's why we did this in the end, to try and help, you know. Ultimately, we're actually a limited liability business now. But what we wanted to do in the beginning was move it into a trust and become an NGO to do this work. Yeah, so, and eventually we'll do that once we get the trust up and running.
Just quickly, biggest takeaway being a business owner over the last year, and how do people get in touch with Pasifika Employment Partnerships to see whether they can benefit from your amazing services, Unasa?
Okay, cool. So I think over the last year it's been tough. It's been very tough. You know, the access to help has been really hard for our people. So trying to filter through what's really important to our families and getting that research done into place. I think PBT, who have given us a lot of help over the last year in building our infrastructure, and they've been great. And the team there have been wonderful, actually. And they're still helping us as much as they can, because every contact I've had with Pasifika businesses, most of our businesses are in the retail and in the small food industry, and they're struggling because obviously lockdown just killed everything. So I think that over the last year we've put together a package, I think, that will help our people moving forward. It's not for everyone. Not everyone will want to move, and not everyone will take the opportunity, but I'm hoping that more and more people will see the prosperity that's available in the regions. And hopefully they'll be able to, partake in that. So, I mean, they can contact us on our website. We got www.pasifika.org.nz. They can email us on info@pasifika.org.nz. And then the Facebook page will be up and running in a couple of weeks. So you'll be able to contact that way. So, and once we do a full-on marketing campaign, hopefully we'll be able to get more information out there and get more people going. Yeah.
Co-director and shareholder of Pasifika Employment Partnerships, Pep Unasa Darren Jones. Whakatele lavalawa fionga, Unasa. Really appreciate your time, and all the very best to you and Irene and the team. God bless.
Thank you.